This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
12:13 on the Pulse, WTPL. I am Mike Moore, and Carol Lawrence is on a nice five-day holiday weekend vacation down in South Carolina with Daryl to visit with his parents, so that'll be fun for her. And in her place today is one of my favorite recent guests and somebody I've known just kind of casually over the last couple of years, Carrie Lehman. She is the founder of Tidewater Catering Group, also owns a couple of restaurants in the Mill Yard, Waterworks Cafe, my favorite go-to place when I have a mid-morning meeting in the Wombeck Mill, and Bayona Cafe in Manchester, recently opened in the Jefferson Mill and working on other projects. Carrie joined us a week or two ago as a guest, and when Carol said she was going away, I said, okay, I know who my first co-host is. It's you, Carrie Lehman. Thank you for coming in today.
It is absolutely my pleasure. I've been looking forward to this since your call.
Tomorrow we'll be having Chad Zingales, who's the operations guy at Amherst Country Club in Ponema Green, and one of the funniest people I've ever met.
And he must be cruising right now with business.
Oh, I would think.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Every golfer I know has been jumping at the chance, I don't care what time of the day, to get out there and do some golfing.
I am not one of those people. I have absolutely no interest in golf, and I mean none.
And nor do I. I find it, I think it would be too slow-paced for me, but everyone mm-hmm. tells me if I don't pick it up soon, I'm going to be miss out on the bus here.
Well, I mean, it'll always be there. It's not like golf is going to go away if you decide to work a few more years. I mean, you're still a young woman. So, I mean, and you have as much energy as just about anybody I know. So you're not happy unless you're doing something, probably, right?
It's very true. It's very true. I like it. It gives me purpose, and I still, like I say, I get up every day. I still love what I do. So that's a blessing.
That is indeed. Our show is brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry and Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. We have a lot of fun stuff today. In addition to having Carrie Lehman as our co-host, we'll be chatting with Chef Patrick Hall from the Community College in the Lakes Region and Shaker Village. And you and he have you share a great desire of teaching and educating when it comes to food and hospitality.
Right, and he's got a pretty great setup up there, so I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Indeed. Also, Mayor Gatz is joining us here in just a couple of moments. We're going to just wrap up our little informal chat segment, and Carrie and I will talk later. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about David Letterman, but we'll hold off on that because I have a clip, one of my all-time favorite segments from his show that has to do with food, and that is when he had Julia Child on with him, probably mid-80s.
It had to be. Oh, my
goodness. Mid to late 80s, and they were preparing. She was going to show him how to make a hamburger, and they had one of those just little portable propane-fueled or whatever it is, burner.
Right.
And she was going to cook on that. Well, as things happen on TV, the burner wouldn't work, and
right.
What happened after that was so funny.
Well, what's great is I don't think anyone thinks of Julia Child certainly as a comedian at all, and I could see David Letterman bringing out a side of her that many of us did not know.
That's exactly right. I mean, she had such a wry sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
She trumped him, which a good talk show host will let that happen, will let the guest get the good lines in.
Absolutely.
She took the opening and just slammed through that door, and it was a very, very funny five-minute segment. So in honor of Dave Letterman, who, whether you watched the show or not last night, it is going to be fun to listen to because it's about food.
Yes.
I did stay up late and watch it.
And watch the finale.
I'm glad that I did.
Quite good. I heard a couple reviews on it. I recorded it. I had to go to bed early to get up early, but I recorded it, and I'm hoping to catch it this weekend.
See, the good thing is, Carrie, they didn't try to slam too many clips in there. They actually kind of let the show breathe. They let him talk. The top 10 list was presented live mm-hmm. on the show, and each one of the top 10 was presented by a different celebrity like Alec Baldwin, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bill Murray, Peyton Manning, and that was really great.
Now you got some dry humor, Peyton Manning. Oh, that's some dry humor.
Exactly.
I heard his wife and son were on. They made an appearance, albeit rare.
I'm glad you mentioned that because if there was any uncomfortable moment for at least me watching it, it's not because of the unfortunate incident of David Letterman and his infidelity that, mm-hmm. that came out. As far as his wife goes, but his son Harry, who I'm going to guess is maybe 10 years old, was in the audience with his mom and then one of Harry's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, you know, when it was time to thank everybody, he thanked his wife and of course son Harry. You know, I love you, and that's all that really matters. And it was really nice. And poor Harry just looked so uncomfortable. He did not want to be there or didn't really comprehend. Probably heard all the hoopla,
I'm sure.
Then he was in the spotlight, and it was like, take the camera off the kid. This is uncomfortable.
Well,
to watch.
I give credit to a lot of athletes who have recognition, who have children, and they try to keep them out of the public eye as much. It must be tough. It's tough for adults. I can't imagine what it's like for the ages of 10 through 15 to be like that. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, those tween years are tough for things like that. Anyway, we'll get more into that a little later on. We have a full show today with Carrie Lehman of Tidewater, Waterworks, Biona Cafe, and another to be announced soon. Mm-hmm. Can we say what it is?
I am actually just about prepared to, maybe at the end of the show, we'll tell you the name.
Okay,
how
great.
How about that?
Because I think I thought I had it written down, but yeah, I guess I didn't. So.
No, I didn't tell you the name last time. I told you it was still undercover. So I think we may unveil it today. How about that?
There you go. Stay tuned, folks. It's Lunch with Mayor Ted Gatzis, and what a feast. Carrie Lehman, and where did this come from today?
Well, I allowed my chefs, Eric at Waterworks and Brian at Bayona, to give me what they thought the mayor would like, and we're going to let him critique them.
Oh, I like that. Mayor Gatzis is joining us next. This is the Pulse 107.7 WTPL, and the show is Food for Thought. We're back after these.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hi, everybody. This is Food for Thought on the Pulse 107.7. Carol Lawrence is away on vacation. I'm Mike Morton filling in at the main producer's table. Carrie Lehman is my co-host. I was very happy when Carrie agreed that she would sign on for a one-day stint. And who knows what these things lead to? God knows what.
Very organic. We'll be very organic today.
We will indeed. Well, Mayor Ted Gatzis is joining us. Lunch with the Mayor every other Thursday. And we always make sure, Mr. Mayor, that we take care of you with food that not only is good, but is to some degree heart healthy. As folks know, you had multiple bypass surgery a little over a year ago. Feeling good, looking good. And Carrie Lehman, the mayor, was looking skeptically at what was in this green glass. And I think this goes back to some conversation you had with them.
That I specifically remember, and this is probably something you hate when someone says, I remember when you said we were actually at
Why does everybody remember?
We were at the public library, Manchester Library, it was an unveiling or an anniversary party, and you asked me how the construction of Bayona was coming, and I said, oh, very well, and I can't wait to share the smoothies with everyone. And you said, oh, yeah, what kind of smoothies? And I mentioned a couple ingredients, and your face soured because I mentioned words such
like
as
kale.
Yeah.
I remember now that conversation.
So, Mayor, I have had a really good run of these smoothies that we're doing. It's very exciting because this particular one you're tasting is called Go Man Go. And I came up with the name the week of the Super Bowl. It's true. The week of the Super Bowl, listening to a sports announcer, radio announcer, talk about a certain player and say, you just got to get out there and go, man, go. And I said, I'm naming that a smoothie. So this particular one is called Go Man Go. It's one of the house favorites for our male customers.
We should let them try to guess what's in it.
And go ahead,
sip.
Give it a sip.
Yeah, kale we know is in there. What else do you taste?
Banana.
Mm-hmm.
Go me and go.
It has
stop.
Yeah.
See, this is a way to get him to drink it all, is to make him guess.
It's a quiz.
Yeah.
A little bit of ice.
Now, the base, there's no sugar syrups in it. So there's a base in it that creates, I say the dairy, but you know how normally it would be whole milk. But there is a type of milk in there, but it's not whole milk.
Almond milk?
Coconut
milk. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, which is, you know, a big
advantage
now.
Go me and go.
Yeah, it's not. This one has lime, orange, banana, kale, honey, pineapple, and coconut milk.
That's all good stuff, Mayor.
Well, I'm lucky I'm on the show because if somebody would have handed me this without being here, I wouldn't have tried it. But trying it is pretty good.
I'm proud of you.
It's nicely done. It's good.
Yeah, we have some fun ones on there. We also have one called Wake Up Already.
He's sucking it down.
I'm proud of you.
I'm full. I don't want to eat.
No, we got to go. Yeah, one of the smoothies is called Wake Up Already, and that came out of a meeting I was having with a client, And if he yawned one more time, and in my head I'm thinking, oh my goodness, wake up already. And I said, that's going to be a smoothie too.
Have to come by and get your smoothies. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. The students at the Seacoast Career School and the Salter School in the Jefferson Mill, they do pretty well with this. They love it because they have quick breaks between all their morning classes. So they hit these pretty hard.
All right, so we're into the next course, Carrie. What have you prepared for that? I feel like this is some Food Network show.
Eric Quigley is our chef manager at Waterworks, and he and our culinary director, Johnny Wallace, who, by the way, Johnny's home today tending to the Tidewater Gardens.
Oh.
He has an herb garden in his backyard, and he has today off tending to them, so I can't wait to see my herbs that come out of this.
Cool.
So,
what you got there?
Mushroom soup's excellent.
Hungarian mushroom, yeah.
It's very, very good.
Eric does a great job with soup. So we went on a limb. Because we have all sorts of different flavor profiles. And I said, okay, guys, let's see what the mayor's going to like or not like.
Soup is very good.
Good. So this would be your salad course, but although entree salad perhaps. So this is actually our Asian salad. And what we've done at Waterworks was we allow people to top it with whatever they want. So they can top it with shrimp, salmon, flank steak, chicken, scallops. And it's allowing people, especially those on diets or with dietary restrictions, to control where they get or where they don't get their protein. Because I don't know about you, but I can't eat just a salad for lunch. I have to have some kind of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And chicken, you get a little bored with it. So throwing some grilled shrimp in is a nice idea. And this is a sesame ginger dressing.
Oh,
and we did this on the side, obviously, for now. But Eric makes the wontons. And so go ahead. I actually have real good silverware for you there.
We brought you the good stuff,
right,
man.
Now.
We got the real stuff.
I'm stuck on the soup.
All right, Eric, about he half likes of that. The soup.
Yeah, he did about two-thirds of the smoothie.
That's great.
I mean, there's only so much you can eat in just a couple minutes.
Well, and not
drink.
For nothing, this is a 14-ounce cup, and we did a half portion just for tasting. But, this could be an all-day drink. I mean, you
Very
finish
true.
That, it's a full meal.
No, it is. So.
When you start on that, you're going to finish it.
You're going to finish it? That's
yeah,
a good.
That's not an that's, idea.
That's be, a good shout-out.
There'll be no dessert unless you finish your smoothie, Mr. Mayor.
And the kale's not bad in there.
No,
you don't even taste it. Honestly,
thing.
It gives it. You know what? If we let him drink that without seeing that it was green, he wouldn't know. See, green makes
that.
You think kale because it's such the hot thing.
Oh, you're so smart, Mike. I should have done that. I should have put it in like a koozie.
But you know, you didn't have to because, as it turns out,
he
liked it. And kale is your friend, especially when you disguise it like that.
Well, we talked about kale that day.
Isn't
so
that funny? And
I knew she was going to bring it to me one way or the other.
At least it's not in a dessert. I don't know if we actually.
Salad.
I wonder if anybody knows how to make a dessert with kale. That would be
probably if you put it in a popsicle or something, and just
like a frozen
little bits of it. Yeah, you kind of whip it up and frozen smoothies on a stick.
Oh my
goodness! There's another one. I'm filled with ideas.
Salads, very very interesting. It's very very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
We call this we call this our Waterworks lettuce blend because we put mache butter, arugula, radicchio, romaine, of course.
I don't know what mache is.
Mache is like a soft. It's the lettuce that you would most think of as bib lettuce.
Oh, okay.
It's got a very soft, very tender leaf, but
it
counteracts really well with frisée, which can be bitter, and radicchio, which can be bitter.
Radicchio, right? Yeah.
And it adds color, and the snow peas and the carrots. So this is good. And the shrimp.
A little bite of the shrimp.
Yeah, and these are just jumbo 18-20 shrimps that. Most restaurants will carry a shrimp cocktail, and he marinates them and grills them. Pretty good, huh?
Very good.
So we haven't let you down so far for lunch, have we, Mr. Mayor?
I'll tell you, this is a place to come to lunch.
This is good. We're going to bring everybody.
All right.
Mike Morin's serving lunch.
All right, so it's truth time. Would you show up if we weren't bringing you good food?
I think you know me well enough, Mike.
I do.
When you ask me to come, I come.
That's very true. But if we want you to come every other week, that means you've got to actually put it in your calendar and schedule it. And
I've laid down the gauntlet now.
Yeah.
This is it.
You have indeed. And it looks like there's some very nice bread on the side there.
Yeah, this is a great pita. The surprise dish we did here, this is Bayona.
Oh,
and the mayor, we have not yet done a ribbon cutting of this cafe, which is really my fault because of my schedule and getting things organized. But we're going to get you over there to do this because it's so exciting. Arthur Sullivan was so delighted we did this, and I'm delighted he worked with me. But this is our pasta bowl. Now, this is a smaller portion we did just, so that everybody could taste it. But it's a spicy Italian sausage.
What's this? Everybody can taste it.
Well, Mike's got to get in on this.
Mike's looking only.
He Wow. Mike's an observer.
Yes.
This isn't Lunch with Mike.
He's right.
That makes me want to run for mayor now, just so I can come and do this segment. All right.
Good, huh? Spicy Italian sausage.
Real
yeah.
Good.
You like spicy food, Mayor?
I don't like real spicy food. This mm-hmm. isn't real spicy.
Yeah, to the microphone, sir. Yeah.
It's not real spicy. It's mm-hmm. excellent.
I'm a pasta fanatic. I could eat pasta and bread mm-hmm. all day long mm-hmm. to my demise. And this bow tie pasta
so.
Is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We actually, I'm very proud to say, we just got the best of New Hampshire for dinner at lunch.
Oh.
For Bayona, isn't that
congratulations?
But isn't that kind of cool
it
concept?
Is.
And you know, to think, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was a category. And what a cool thing to have, where you know, if you're going to those late meetings and you're not going to get home till 8, you can't
yes.
eat a heavy dinner. Maybe you're just going to have you know some toast or something. But mm-hmm. to have dinner for lunch.
Now, was that an editor's pick?
It was,
because I don't remember that as a category.
No, it
but
it was an editor's pick. I was pretty psyched.
They combed the state looking for kind of little
different.
Niche-y types of
yeah,
things,
I'm
and well,
excited.
Congratulations. That's always a nice honor to be acknowledged by New Hampshire Magazine.
And I wish I could say it was something that we were trying to do. We weren't, so that even made it a little more fun that somebody saw it from a perspective we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always into that.
Very nice.
Too many choices here, and they're all too good.
Oh, and there will be more very shortly. So.
Oh, yes.
The smoothie's gone.
The smoothie,
look at that.
He did it. He
I
did
am
it.
So proud of you, Mr. Mayor.
Isn't that wonderful? See? It's all that's
all
right. The nice thing about.
Wish I had another one.
Oh,
no,
it's okay. Well, I could see right now my crew's gonna run over here with a smoothie.
You'll be sorry you said that. We also have bottled water if you want to wash down the rest of your meal. We can crack one of those. Oh, tell us about the drinks that you brought.
One of the things, and I think all my colleagues out there will agree that you know the Coke and Pepsi vendors and Tropicana are really doing a great job of being able to come up with unique beverages that are lower in sugar, lower in calories, and interesting for adults that are outside just getting a Coke or a Diet Coke or a Pepsi or a Diet Pepsi. And to that end, I brought two pretty fun ones, and the bottles are beautiful as well as you know affordable. But this is a Saratoga natural spring water, and they make it in sparkling. But what I like about it is it's a twist top cap. So similar to the 20-ounce bottles you can buy, you can keep it at your desk. It's not troublesome. And this one is kind of fun. This is called Gus, and Gus stands for grown-up soda. This is a dry ginger ale that is one of our best sellers, but it has less sugar than a regular soda, less sodium, and it has no fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, it's all that it's they you know the adage of not too sweet, so it doesn't come across that saccharine sweet that sometimes you can get from a regular soft drink.
I hate diet soda in the aftertaste.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yet I won't drink regular soda for the most part. So you're saying this has less sugar?
Yes.
And.
And you know what's funny? I actually made a comment to someone not long ago, and I don't know how many people notice this, but if you go to the store and you're buying something, and whether it's yogurt, pickles, salsa, and it says on it, no sugar added, there's aspartame in it. There's additive in it. And so for those of us like me who don't like that and really just want natural, you really have to read the labels.
What do you think, Mr. Mayor?
It's dry.
Yeah, it's dry. It's
no
dry,
question. It's dry.
You pass the bottle over, I'd like to, if you don't mind.
Take
as much more as you want.
No, go ahead.
And because I love ginger ale, it's about the only soda that
really?
I will consider. Yeah, extra dry. All right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, there's not
Boy.
That real. There's no sugary taste. There's no.
Right.
You don't even get a sparkle.
Man,
it's good.
I could add some whiskey to that and have a.
I
really
just
nice,
said we need some Crown Royal.
Yeah, who's got the blue bag in there?
I knew somebody was going to go there.
Of course. We wouldn't let you, though. You're on the clock, Mr. Mayor. You're listening to Lunch with Mayor Ted Gatzis, who is enjoying his – oh, you're passing over the Italian sausage bow tape.
There's way too much here for me to eat.
All right. Well, I will dig in during the break. So we will take a break. We'll come back and chat a little bit more with the Mayor Ted Gatzis and Carrie Lehman, who's filling in for Carol Lawrence, who's on vacation for a few days. It's Food for Thought, the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. Be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It's Food for Thought, WTPL, the Pulse 107.7. And, of course, you can find our Facebook page. Very simple to find. Just put in Food for Thought if you're on Facebook. And the website is foodforthoughtnh.com, where recipes you can also listen to. All the broadcasts, takes about a week to get them uploaded, and you can hear if you had a favorite guest or you missed something that you wanted to hear. You can find it at our website, foodforthoughtnh.com. We're brought to you by Grasshopper's Garden Supply on New River Road in New Boston and Express Jewelry Center on Main Street, that's South Main in Concord, expressjewelrynh.com. I'm Mike Morin, in with Carrie Lehman, owner of Tidewater Catering Group and a couple of restaurants, Waterworks Cafe in the Wambach Mill, and recently opened Bayona Cafe in the Jefferson Mill, both in the Mill Yard. And by the end of the broadcast, she will tell us the name of the new restaurant that she just signed a lease for the space for this morning. True? Now you have to.
Very true. Very true.
So it'll be an exclusive right here,
yes,
on Food for Thought, The Pulse. We're having lunch with Mayor Ted Gatzis. Joins us every couple of weeks. We just chat and chew, basically, is what happens. Mayor was kind enough to share the pasta dish with the slightly spiced Italian sausage and the baby spinach and the bow tie pasta. Fantastic. We need longer breaks so I can eat more. I can't try to run a radio show and keep eating. That's why I said to Carrie, don't bring me any food. Just take care of the mayor. But he, of course, was kind enough to share. We're not finished. There is one more course, Mr. Mayor. And it is in honor of the fact that tomorrow is your birthday.
Wow.
Is that true?
That is true.
So we brought you a couple modest pastries. Is this from Waterworks?
Yes,
or
this is from, well, we carry them in both. So
okay.
This is a mini peanut butter whoopie pie and, oh my goodness, this is so good, a mini key lime tart.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday,
so
sir.
So you can dig in now if you want.
I'll hold on to them and save them when I get back to
the
office.
Yes. So we didn't let that trick get by.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hey, I don't know if this is like a birthday gift, but yesterday, as often happens, Manchester makes the national news for some lifestyle survey. And the latest is Condé Nast, not too shabby, ranking our city as number 9 among the top 10 most underrated cities for millennials, indicating that this is a good place for young people to stay. And that's always a concern in any state or community, is we need to keep the young people around. And it appears that that's what this is validating, Mr. Mayor.
Well, you know, certainly when people say, what do you have to do to keep the young people here? Mm-hmm. I've always said that, you know, the city of Manchester has so many diverse things that you can do in the city, that young people are staying here. There's no question that Manchester is a great place to live, great place to work, and a great place to play. So young people understand that. It's not something we have to sell. As a matter of fact, they try and keep it a little bit quiet so that they can enjoy a lot more things rather than the crowd coming. But now, obviously, being number 9 in the nation, that's a great thing.
Yeah, number 9 underrated. So that's kind of a strange way to put it, but it's very nice. And, I mean, these are the other cities that turned out to be underrated. You know, Manchester, probably the smallest city on the list population-wise. Seattle was the number 1 most underrated place for millennials to live. Charlotte, North Carolina. Cleveland, Ohio. I think Cleveland is having, I know you can make a face about that. I think it's having a rebirth, and I'm waiting for my hometown of Detroit to do that. I think they're a little bit behind, but you know what they've done, and I've talked about this on the air, is one of the biggest upcoming things is urban farming in the city in Detroit right now. You can get a home for nothing because it appears that almost half the homes have either been burnt down or abandoned.
Yes.
You can really get a nice home for $10,000. I mean, you're going to put $100,000 into it. But urban farming has become a huge staple in Detroit. So I'm not sure what Cleveland owes its reinventedness to, but Atlanta, Georgia coming in at number 4. Denver is 5. Kansas City, Missouri is number 6. Indianapolis, 7. Philly, number 8. Manchester, 9. And Honolulu, number 10.
Honolulu.
Not too bad to be up next to Honolulu, behind us, by the way.
Well, you know, Atlanta and Denver are big culinary meccas. A lot of concepts that make it out here to the East Coast start in Denver. So Chipotle, Denver tends to be a good test market. So when we see things here, they've usually made it pretty well out there.
Interesting. If you've ever flown in and out of Baltimore, and you probably have, changing planes, going somewhere on the East Coast, when I have enough time and there's a bit of a, you know, a layover, they have the whole long line of, you know, the food court, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your McDonald's and every franchise you can think of, the only one that always has a line is Chipotle. And I mean, it's a long line every time I'm in Baltimore.
Wow.
So so you're right about
that.
They're
on to something.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, the food's good.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from
the chains. It's going to be a long line for these smoothies.
Well, they probably do have smoothies there, I would think.
I don't know.
It's all very, it's very healthy, and they kind of hang their hat on that.
Yeah, that's their niche, yes.
Another great restaurant city, although it didn't make the list here, is Chicago.
And I am going to have the opportunity to travel, although I did remember we talked about me not being well-traveled. I'm going to have the opportunity to go out to Chicago for 2 days, but I will take every moment of those 2 days. And I'm going to reach out to a couple people and see where I should go eat, because I haven't been, and I want to make the most of it. So I'm excited.
All right, so I'm going to tell you. A couple weeks ago, we interviewed Rick Bayless, who owns three or four Mexican restaurants in Chicago. He is like what I would call the real world's most interesting guy. Now, here's a guy that's 61 years old. He does yoga regularly, and he's in positions that only a 20-year-old should be able to do.
My goodness.
He's just very fascinating. They grow $30,000 worth of vegetables and herbs they use for their restaurants in his backyard. It's a 1,000-square-foot cultivated space in his backyard in one of the portions
That's a
of
dream.
Chicago.
That's a dream.
And so my brother lives in Chicago, and I
know who to ask now.
Yeah, oh, definitely. He's definitely a foodie.
I'm delighted.
In fact, he's a pediatric dentist who was the Obama kids dentist before they took up residence in Washington, D.C. So he's got a few connections.
You know, speaking of that, Mayor, we were talking about restaurants earlier around Manchester and how fun it is to see all the different styles that are here. And when people are coming, especially now for these graduations and people from out of town, these restaurants must be thrilled to see all this, what I call tourist, really, because you're bringing added families. And I spoke with the owner of Firefly one day, and she said it's just been gangbusters.
Yeah, they've been busy. There's no question. The good weather's coming. You know, I think the, I think the other day with the taco tour.
Oh, yes.
There must have been, if somebody told me there were 30,000 people downtown, I'd believe it.
Wow.
There was an awful lot of people, you know, I know that they were talking about 2,000 for the Red Arrow. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave out more than that.
Now, who initiates that? Is that through InTown Manchester?
No, that was through Hippo, but I've kind of taken the two of them and put their hands together.
Yeah.
So that maybe next year we can talk about closing Elm Street, which would be a little bit safer for people.
Could you imagine?
What a great idea.
So, that is a fabulous idea. Make it like a festival.
Yeah,
almost like down the North End. When they do it in Boston, they close the whole North End for the festivals. How cool would that be?
So I know that Sarah Beaudry was very excited, and you know, the Hippo Press has done it before, and they just did it kind of to do it, and now it's gotten to something that they're saying, let me pass this baton to somebody that can maybe grow this a little bit
more. That's great news.
I think that's fantastic.
We're going to encourage that as often as we can.
Absolutely. And even, like the mayor mentioned, the good weather this weekend is going to be a great way to start off the season for these restaurants, for, you know, these young people coming home from college and getting out of high school and looking for summer jobs. And, you know, good weather at the restaurants with all the decks and the golf courses, right? I mean, the caddies, and it must be exciting for everybody.
I think we can also we touched on this briefly in the past, the restaurant that Dean Kamen will be opening up. I mean, it's no secret. What's it called? Forge? Is that what I heard?
I think Foundry.
Foundry. I knew it was some kind of an F that had to do with the manufacturer. The Foundry. And I know that he's named his executive chef. I don't know that it's been made public yet, but I do know who it is. And certainly, based on where he's been, I'm kind of excited about that. That, you know, he wasn't going to just take somebody that didn't have some chops.
And the individual he took has some Manchester experience, which I think is important, not just culinary experience, but Manchester experience. So hopefully he nails the menu, so you know, knows what we're all looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And the outdoor dining seems to get more popular every year on Elm Street, Mayor.
It is. There's, you know, people this weekend will be out and sitting on the sidewalks, and the weather's great, and the Monarchs are playing, and
that's right.
Yes,
and so are the Fisher Cats. So there'll be a lot of people downtown. The parade is on Monday, so we will. The downtown will be full.
I'm excited. I think it's great. It's a great way to start off the summer season.
Now, of course, whenever you go any place, be it a public function or a backyard barbecue, there's always somebody that puts you into a corner and says, "You know what we need to do, Mr. Mayor? Right? How many times? How many times?" So I'm going to be that idiot right now.
You're lucky you said it now after I gave you the pasta.
I wanted to make sure you had a full stomach before I
before I gave you the pasta.
You would have gotten none.
So this is a 2-hour show, And I park on the street. And I actually went 6 weeks before I finally got a parking ticket because I have about a 10-minute vulnerability window by the time I get here. It's an extra 10 minutes by the time I get back to my car. So I was and I love the kiosk. I love the whole concept. It's inexpensive. Parking is easy downtown. But what about people that have two-hour jobs like me? Can I come to an alderman meeting and propose that the minimum time not be 2 hours and 15 minutes? Is there any possibility? Instead of 2 hours.
Well, you can come and plead your case.
Right, and you'll have my back?
No, I think you can come and plead your case.
And he's so good.
I heard a woman speaking one day, and she said that she runs her business by saying to them, put your complaint in writing. And if by the time you're done writing, it's still a complaint, you might have some merit.
Matt, you must hear some crazy stuff, though, from time to time. Not to denigrate the constituents out there, but I mean, some things are just like what I just said to you is ridiculous. That ain't going to happen. But you must hear stuff even more ridiculous than that.
No, you hear from people that, are 5 minutes over, 10 minutes over, and, mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I figured after 30 shows, it added about 30 cents a day to what I was paying anyway. So Carol schooled me on a few areas that seemed to be less patrolled. So, gee, I hate to sound like a scofflaw, but oh, sorry about that. You can't hit them all evenly. So I'm banking on that. Yeah. Carol's my mentor for parking.
She knows.
But so we have a new police chief. I believe you're going to make if you haven't made the nomination already.
Already did.
You already made the nomination.
He's laying over for 2 weeks until the next meeting. I think that he will see full board approval moving forward, and I think that's a great thing. I know that the Citizens Bank is under contract, so that will be an exciting place to see what they're going to put in there and change the venue of Hanover and Elm. And, I can only tell you, Mike, that people talk about economic development in the city, mm-hmm. But when you take a look, and really what tells you that things are happening is that when you see the building permits and having $250,000 more than what you budgeted coming in for building permits, that means people are doing things in this community and a lot of big things. That doesn't happen from, small remodeling jobs. So Manchester is booming. A lot of good things are happening. I was at a ribbon cutting yesterday at the Toyota garage over off of South Willow Street, and they did a great renovation in there. And the auto sales are going through the roof. It's absolutely insane. You're just looking for it to level off at some point. But we see auto registrations that keep coming in every single day. So that means people are doing well. That means people are spending money, and that's a good thing in the city of Manchester.
Don't want to beat the dead horse. Where do we stand on Uber? What's the latest on that?
I can only tell you that they've never called back. They've not had any communication with anybody over the last 2 weeks. So we've got two more weeks, and I think that we're finding across this country that they're doing the same thing. They're just ignoring people.
So are they able to operate, though?
Well, they will be for another 2 weeks. And then after that, if they've not met the criteria, I think that the board is prepared to say no.
Well, you would think they are aware of that, and they've probably gone through that, as you say, in other cities, and perhaps then we're not welcomed. No.
Well, it's happening.
It's in their court now, right?
It's in their court.
Yeah.
No question. And I think, look, I think they've got a great model. I think that if somebody wanted to go work for them and they said, okay, you've got to go to Concord and you've got to get a background check and you've got to pay the city $80 for a license and you also have to get a drug test, mm-hmm. and leave that up to the driver, because I've talked to many drivers,
sure.
they would have no problem doing
right.
that.
Right.
And they could continue doing business in every state if they followed those guidelines, and they've got a great business model. No question, that gets them through all that they need to get through.
Playing hardball, I guess, huh? They are.
Well, I guess when you're worth $40 billion, you can be as hard as you want.
Yeah, you can lose more than you gain.
It was interesting reading over the weekend. It may have been a Boston Globe story somewhere. Maybe it was online, that the medallion values in a lot of big cities are just going down, down, down. So people that want to get their investment back, because basically investors buy those things. It's not just the individual. What average person has $1 million or $1.1 million in New York City right. to get one taxi cab medallion? So you have investors, and now those medallions are going way down. So it's there's going to be a lot of money lost as well. But I hear the music playing. So that means lunchtime is over, Mr. Mayor.
Well, another great lunch.
Thank you.
Kerry, thank you. It was all wonderful, even the kale.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so take back your salad. Take your.
I will certainly. I'll leave you the pasta because it looks like you were enjoying it.
Oh, I really was.
And make sure you don't eat it after 2 o'clock. You eat it before 2 o'clock so you don't get a ticket.
Thank you so much. He does have my back. He does love me. Mayor Gatsis, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, too. That's in 2 days.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow, you got those back
years,
to back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I try to keep them close so I can
remember.
That way it's not a problem.
All right. It is 12:56. We'll take a quick news break and back with Carrie Lehman, hour 2 of Food for Thought on the Pulse WTPL.